Brooklyn's Radio.
Hello and welcome to Feel Good with Joe, your Friday guide to leading a happy and healthy life. Each show, I interview an expert in an area of health and well-being to get their tips on managing our often busy and stressful lives. And today, we're doing a Valentine's special. It is just about still Valentine's Day, I'm sure, Valentine's weekend. And I'm delighted to be joined by Alison Banks, a relationship coach who can help you get the sizzle back in your relationship. Hi, Alison.
Hiya.
How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you.
It. So I wanted to start off just asking you very simply how you got into working with people on their relationships, because I know that you have a whole other area of work, which is as a property developer. So how did you end up working on relationships?
Yeah, well, it's a long time ago now, about 20 years ago. I realized I've been married for 25 years, been together 30 years with my husband, and I noticed that the sizzle had gone out, that the sparkle had gone out of our marriage. And I guess I'm a true romantic. I wanted it back. I wanted to have real intimacy and love and me thinking about him in a great way all the time. And it really got to the stage where most of the time I was thinking, you know, what a pain in the neck he was, that kind of thing.
I'm sure we can all relate to that at times.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you wanted to get that real intimacy back. And so that's how you got into relationships work.
Well, exactly. I did some personal development work, and I found where I thought was the best coaching for that. And it's actually the best place I've found is the organization that I'm a part of and have been for 20 years, which is a real model all around building relationships, building intimacy, building your families. It's just everything positive in your life.
What's the name of that organisation?
It's called Psychology of Vision.
Psychology of Vision.
It's a global organisation.
Okay. Mm. And so just because not everybody may be on the same page with what you and I as coaches might mean by intimacy, what do you actually mean by intimacy?
So for me, when I first started doing the work, I realized how much I'd closed down my heart. And I so for me, it's working on really feeling everything again, because the bad side of closing down your heart is you don't feel the good stuff as well as the bad stuff. And intimacy is us, Chris and I, my husband and I, really just loving each other, caring about each other, thinking about each other all the time. And I don't know, snuggling up together. Just, he's so special to me, and he is, you know, all the time.
And it feels like, I don't know, what I was experiencing as you were talking there was a softness.
Yeah.
And, you know, when people talk about coming from their heart and opening their heart, that's the actual physical feeling that I experience in my body, is a softening. In that heart space. And there is something very different when you can approach somebody with softness from when you're approaching them with a busy mind or with a critical, you know, you haven't done this and you haven't done that, which unfortunately is too easy with relationships where you're living with somebody day by day.
Yeah.
So in terms of your work now, what sort of people are you working with, and what sort of things actually bring them to you? What makes somebody actually get help?
Well, sadly, I think a lot of the time people don't come and get help until the last possible minute. And I know it's not a very British thing to say, but I actually think there is call for anybody to get help at any stage, because we can always move to a new level in our relationship. It can get better. And it's so much better to deal with it before it's really at breaking point. One couple I've had two coachings this morning with couples, and one of them, they're really it's a make or break situation, and that's so tough. Tough for them, and stressful for the family and the children. And then the other couple have come much earlier on, and it's you know, you have so much fun when you're chatting with somebody, and they are so ready to have changes and have it better, and great fun.
Yeah. Well, and it's how much nicer to get to work in the fun place rather than the crisis place.
Yes, absolutely.
So, I mean, what I really heard from what you were saying, first off, was that you're a real true romantic.
Yes.
And I'd love to just get into that for our listeners in terms of how can people really boost the romance in their life. You know, what are the little simple things? I was very struck by the Mother Teresa quote that you can't do any great things, you can only do small things with love, with great love. And it's sort of, I feel that that's relevant here in relation to romance.
Yeah. I think one of the changes that happens in somebody's mind when they fall in love or fall in love again is that that person becomes so important in their mind that they're more important in some respects than them. And that can be taken in the wrong way. But what I mean by that is that you really consider somebody and their feelings and how they think about things. I think that communication is really important, that you spend time and say the things that actually matter to you, and even if they're tough ones to say, because they build up as resentments if you don't say them. I think that really keeps a relationship on track.
So if somebody was having, sorry to interrupt there, because I just wanted to draw that out a little bit. If somebody's nursing something, you know, something that is beginning to fester as a resentment,
yeah,
and there's been a loss of trust in the relationship so that it feels difficult to own up to what you really feel, what would you put in place by way of some sort of holding structure to, you know, is there a holding structure you can put in place, a form for that conversation?
Do you know, I think the biggest thing in that circumstances is just having the courage that somebody takes leadership position and has the courage to say what's really honestly going on.
Mm.
And you don't know what the result is. It would be lovely to have a safe framework, but in those circumstances, it isn't the safe framework that helps you. It's the courage to really step out of your... I mean, I naturally am not somebody who shares a lot, and it's taken me years to learn to be a communicator like that, to take some risks.
Mm. Okay. And so, God, this is really putting you on the spot, so I really appreciate if you want to bounce it back to me. But, you know, if somebody is feeling that they lack the courage, what can they do to help themselves?
I think if somebody's lacking the courage, I am naughty. So if they come into my coaching, what I'll do is I will, I'll say to them, do you really want your relationship to carry on like this or get worse? Is this how you want to live your life? I'll say, is this the inheritance you want for your children? Because our children actually inherit all the mistakes that a parent makes, not the not money. I think it's much more important the emotional stuff that they inherit from us. So I would encourage and inspire somebody, hopefully, by saying, "Do you want to continue living like this? Is this how you want your life to continue to be? Can you think of anything that you would say?"
Yeah, I'd probably take a fairly similar approach in terms of the motivation. And then I think what I would do is make sure that the person had some kind of backup for themselves. So I would give them permission to really be kind and permit to themselves, and permission to give themselves credit for taking the courageous step. And I'd probably do something like, certainly with the courageous conversations I've needed to have in my life, I've had a friend on the end of a phone, who knows that this is the courageous conversation that I'm having, and who knows that I may call and I may not call. And it's just, I go into the situation knowing there's that backup for me as an individual, if I need it. And that's helped me a lot. I've had a couple of conversations which were really very large, very scary, and just knowing that there was somebody there if I needed them.
How lovely. What a great idea I think that is. Really good.
So, top tips for keeping the sizzle in your relationship. We've got about 2 to 3 minutes left now. So what would you say as I'm sort of thinking almost those sort of early warning, you know, once you stop, I don't know, once you stop asking each other how your day's been, or once you stop thinking about the other person when you're making a decision, what sort of things would you recommend just adding in?
Time together. Really important to do something together, to find something that you enjoy doing together. So, you know, for some couples, that's just eating and drinking, you know, a special meal or something like that. But that can be a really a lovely thing to share. Sex, important in every marriage. Fun, doing something that's fun together. What else? What do you think?
For me, I think it's very important to really be present. So I know what I'm very aware of in my own marriage is the time that I'm going to put aside for Neil and me, I have to really be there. I can't, you know, I run several businesses and I work from home, so it's incredibly easy to fall into the trap of, oh, I've just got to do this and, oh, I'll just do that first. And I've got stricter and stricter with myself over the years of working from home that when I've said I'll be there because we're going to spend time together, I stop. And I absolutely force myself to stop. And I find other time to do all the things in the house. And I find other time to do all the things in my business. And I've just got a lot better at holding that, really, so that I'm really there. The other thing that I think is very important is making sure that you are giving to yourself. You know, it's so much easier to give to somebody else and be present for somebody else if you're finding time in your life to be present to yourself. So those are probably my things. Well, final thing that I wanted to ask you, which is, because this show is often looking at really tips on managing stress and busyness, I wondered what you just personally do to manage your own stress and busyness. We ask every interviewee this. So what works for you?
Actually, I've just gone through into a new stage, realizing that I had been taking on too much at the end of last year. So I am really conscious of, and then I was bringing it home and being a bit stressful with everything. And so I think one has to put one's attention on, as you were saying that this is work time, and I want to be fresh for my family, for my marriage, my friends. So it's including yourself, really, really looking after yourself so that you can look after everybody else around you.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is a theme that we come to again and again with Feel Good with Jo. So it's a good place to draw it to a close. Again and again, we're saying the same thing, which is, you know, you've got to fill your own reservoir. Yeah. So that there will be something to give out from. So Alison, if people wanted to find out more about you yourself or get in contact with you, where would they do that? How can they get hold of you or find out more?
One of my websites is www.parentingtutor.co.uk.
Okay.
That's my parenting website, and all my details are on there.
Okay, brilliant.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Alison.
Thank you. Have a good Valentine's.
Thank you. And you, Valentine weekend.
Bye.
Bye. And looking forward to the next Feel Good with Jo in 2 weeks' time. Brooklyn's Radio.